Welcome to All In with Ali podcast, the podcast for female business owners and entrepreneurs who are ready to create the life and business of their dreams. I am so happy you are here for this episode because it's a good one. This is one of those episodes that I've been brewing on that I feel like God has been sending me plenty of examples and scenarios specifically for this topic for me to reflect on in my own life, but then also for me to share here. Ever since I started this podcast, I've started noticing and I've prayed for this. I pray often for ideas and topics to share with you, because showing up here every single week talking extensively about something, your girl needs some ideas, you know? So I pray often, like, inspire, you know, send me ideas, send me inspiration, and they get sent. So when I notice themes popping up in my life, in my business, and with the women that I'm working with, I've learned to pay attention and write it down, because typically there's some sort of nugget and gold that we can extract there for our time here together on the podcast. So welcome. Today we're going to talk about the first sign of your manifestation that is probably going to blow your mind. I think that's what I titled this podcast. I've been instructed to share up front what we're going to be talking about, which I know we're going to talk about it, but I don't know exactly what the title is yet. I never know until I'm done recording it, because sometimes we can take little pivots and turns. So essentially we're going to be talking about, well, I don't want to tell you what the thing is yet. I want to surprise and delight you a little bit. When we think about what we want to create, okay, whether you want to call that manifesting, co-creating, I don't care what you want to call it. It doesn't matter. It's all the same thing. But when we think about these incredible things that we want to create in our lifetime, in our business, in our love life, in our relationships with our kids, with our friends, for ourselves, in all areas, when we think about, like, co-creating them, naturally, and when we actually set forth to intentionally create them, what do? We look for signs that it's working, right? And I'm going to argue that most people listening here have not looked for this very specific sign that you are on the right track, that what you want is on its way to you. And the faster you get this, and the faster you start embracing this first sign and really pay attention and really become intentional about how you navigate this first sign, the faster that thing you want to create is going to be made manifest in your life. So I'm going to walk you through a scenario, and that's going to unfold what this thing is. All right. So all of us here want to create something big. And this is a little backstory first, a little back context before we get into the scenario. But we all want to create something big. That's why you're listening to this. That's why you're building your business. You have the audacity to think up of something more than what you're used to, more of what you've done, possibly more than you've seen, you know, those closest to you do, or those, or anybody do in some cases, right? And you have these high level, beautiful visions in all, hopefully all areas of your life, not just in business, but again, for your relationships and for just you and your health and your wellness and all the areas. But there are some things that you are dreaming up that you're currently, quote, manifesting or co-creating in your life that haven't happened yet. maybe they've happened on some level, like on some scale on the way to the big thing. But if you were being honest with yourself, it hasn't quite hit that level of like, that's it. You know, that's what I always dreamed of, was the syndicated podcast or the 8-figure business or on the 30 under 30 list or 40 under 40 list or Forbes, whatever. You know, like you've definitely, again, on the scale of what you want, you've landed and you're on the right track, you feel, but like you haven't quite hit that thing yet, the big, big, big thing. And the reason why you haven't hit that thing yet is simply because you're not a match for that thing. What does that mean? So I think of this in two different ways. I think of being a match for something on two different ways. First, in terms of frequency. So what you want is on like an energetic level, an energetic frequency. And until you are a match, until you are acting and behaving and thinking in a match of frequency to that thing, you're not going to hit it. All right. So the whole point of this conversation is to help you get more to that frequency. So there's that. But then I also think of this in more of a like macro spiritual sense too, which is, to be a match for something, it has to be the highest good for you and the highest good for all. Otherwise, if you get this thing that you think you want and you're not quite ready for it yet, that thing, no matter how incredible it could be, it could totally ruin you. An example of this, like a very obvious example, are people who win the lottery, who aren't a match for that level of wealth, and they get it so fast. And then in a lot of cases, we hear these really sad stories where it ends up being the worst thing that ever happens to them because they lose it or it corrupts them or their family. So when I think of like myself being a match for the things that I want, I think of it in those two different ways, the frequency, but also like highest good for all and highest good for me. I think when you can nail that, you're going to attract the thing in a lot faster. So let's get to the scenario. So let's say one of the things that you want to create and all the things that's on your list, your big dream, is a name for yourself. You dream of notoriety. You dream of some level of fame, some level of being known in the world, right? Where you're being featured in publications and on podcasts, and maybe people recognize you when you go out, or, you know, and that can look any level, but some level of being known, that's what you want, right? You want the high number of followers and the high level of engagement. You want to know that what you're putting out into the world is being received at a really high level. That's a dream of yours. So you've put this out into the universe, you've journaled on it, you've dreamed on it for however long. And at some point, you start noticing more of things that definitely don't feel like a match to this dream of fame, this dream of being known. You start to notice more, maybe more trolls, maybe more negative feedback on your content or criticism. Maybe you don't notice much of anything. Maybe like you wish you had a troll, because that would mean that somebody has found your stuff and has something to say about it, right? Like, you know, some people you're noticing more of what you don't want, and then some people are noticing also more of what you don't want, which is nothing. So it's really easy when you see this to compare it to the thing that you want and see this very strong contrast between the two, right? nobody in their right mind would be like, ah, yes, negative feedback. I'm on my way. I think if you're smart and you understand the internet, I think you would know that actually you are on the right track when it comes to at least trolls, because that's often how it starts. And we'll get to the reason why. But let's say you're the person who you're not seeing anything. You're not seeing an influx of followers. Your engagement sounds a lot like crickets. There's not much happening at all. Not many people would see that and be like, ah, I'm on the right track. Here we go. Hollywood, here I come. No, of course not. You would be crazy, or people would think you were crazy, at least if you were like, you know what? I'm not noticing anybody talking on my stuff. So I'm about to pitch myself to all of the magazines and I'm just going to wait for them to call me because it's my time. No, you wouldn't be thinking that. In the normal, quote, rational way of thinking about these things, because it doesn't look like a match for what you want. But this is where I bring up my argument that you're actually wrong. All of those things, when you think about it in the way that I'm about to share with you, are all signs, are all first signs and manifestations of the thing you want. All of those things are actually proof that you are on the right track, because until you can handle all of those things happening and not base your entire self-worth on someone else's opinion or someone else's attention, you would not be able to handle being known. So this is also, if you can't tell already, a very spiritual way of thinking as well, because it kind of takes into account a higher power. So if that's not your thing, then this may not resonate as much. But if you believe in any kind of higher power, then you'll get this. But this is where it goes back to like the high amounts, or I'm sorry, like the highest good for you and the highest good for all. So when you create this dream for yourself and you have this vision of like, okay, this is what I want. God, the universe says yes every single time, no matter what it is, no matter what you say, I am blank, and the universe says absolutely, you got it. But, or I should say, and in order for that thing to come and to actually happen, you have to be a match, right? So in order for you, if your dream is to have fame and to be well-known, in order for you to be a match for that on a frequency of being able to handle that and act in accordance and be, you know, your behaviors in line and in alignment with that, but then also from that higher perspective of the highest good for you and the highest good of all, what are things that you need to be able to handle when you are famous on any level? Trolls, negative feedback, sometimes nothing. Why? Why would you need to handle not much of anything if you want to be famous? Because when you're famous, or when you've created a name for yourself, you probably don't have to worry about lulls in engagement. But the point is, and like I kind of already mentioned, you need to be careful to not wrap up your whole self-worth into what your Instagram engagement is right now, into who's talking about what, into who's saying you're so great. Because if all of a sudden you decide, okay, I want to create a name for myself, I want to be well-known, famous, whatever, and then poof, that happened. And all of a sudden, everybody knows you and your engagement's through the roof. If you don't have your own relationship with yourself, if you didn't think you were great or worthy or worth being listened to prior to that, you're going to carry that perspective into fame, and that could end really, really badly. That's where self-sabotage comes in. Right. And, you know, maybe you don't be consistent, or you make some really poor choices, or let's say that goes away for some reason, something happens and the engagement stops or slows down, and you've built all and you've attached all of your self-worth into, again, other people's attention. What's going to happen if that does go away or slows down? Because that's just the nature of everything. You're going to have a really bad time. And if you think about from the perspective of the highest good for all and the highest good for you, if you making a name for yourself means that you've attached all your self-worth to that facade, that's not for your highest good. That's not even for the highest good of all. So thus, you're going to keep blocking yourself. It's not going to happen. So if you are creating something and you're starting to notice what you would probably consider the opposite actually popping up and happening, that, my friend, is the first signs of your work. This is the universe saying, you got it. Hey, but before this comes, you need to handle these things. Before this comes, how are you going to handle these trolls? Okay, so let's say you want a name for yourself and you start getting those trolls and they freak you out. They tear you down. Every time you see a negative comment pop up, it totally ruins your day. It throws you off, you know, and makes you want to go and hide. That's not for the highest good of you. That's not for the highest good of all, right? Some like idiot person on the internet hiding their face, being able to affect you on that level. What do you think people who are famous have to deal with? That times 1,000, that times 1,000,000 in some cases. So if you can't handle one, what do you think you're going to do when you are known across millions of people? It would be detrimental if you can't even handle one or a couple. Same thing with negative feedback. I think about this whenever I think about like my goals to grow my business. I mean, if you are, let's say you put a course out to 10 people, there might be one person where it's just not for them, right? So let's say out of 10 people, one person, it's not their favorite thing. Something about it just didn't feel right. It wasn't the right time for them, whatever. And they give a little bit of negative feedback, whether it was warranted or not. If that ruins your day, if that sends you into a complete spiral where you're like, I can't do this. This is too much. This is, or you get like super freaked out. How are you going to be able to handle having your course go out to 20 people, 50, 100? When you have 10% of your audience doesn't love everything you put out and has something negative to say, more just equals more. So that's just going to keep you playing smaller, right? So these things, these challenges that are popping up in your life right now, my whole point of this episode is like, reframe them a little bit. Why are they popping up? What are they related to? Because I guarantee you, the reason why they're popping up is to get you more on a frequency, to make you more of a match for the thing that you want. They are your training ground. They're like your gym. You're training right now for this thing that you want, and how you build the muscle, how you become a match for this thing is by navigating each of these challenges that are on your path right now. Every single one. So let's take another scenario. Okay. So let's say you want to grow a multi six or seven figure business. You want like a legitimate, sustainable business, or just more than what you've done right now. And instead of noticing and celebrating an influx of all of those sales, right? That we wish would happen. Like, I want this thing. So just bring the sales, right? Bring the customers. Let's go right now. I'm ready. I promise I'm a match. God's like, no. Instead of that, you start noticing other things like unhappy clients, like we've kind of already covered. Lack of sales or inconsistent sales. Often this is like, these are all things that I'm currently navigating. These are things that my clients are navigating, right? And you're like, what? I asked for this and I'm receiving the opposite. Okay, well, let's break that down. So let's say you're manifesting and noticing all of these unhappy clients. We've kind of already covered that, right? Because if you were to grow a multi six, seven, eight figure business, unless you are super, super boutique and you sell something very high ticket to few people, chances are you're going to be working with quite a few people in your business, right? And again, more is more. So that means more people loving and absolutely being obsessed with your content and with your courses or whatever it is that you offer. There's going to be a ton of that because you work hard and you put your heart and soul into it, no doubt. But then again, there's also the people that for whatever reason, it's just not for them. So you're at a certain level right now, whatever that is. It's not a match for the seven figures yet. You're where you are. So I would look at how do you feel in your body when you get any kind of negative feedback and criticism about anything that you put out, whether it's content, whether it's paid offers or services or products? What happens? Do you go into a spiral? Do you freak out? Do you deny it? There's a lot to uncover there. Digging into that and having that level of self-awareness is probably going to show you a lot of why you're not playing at that multi six, seven, whatever level business that you want to be at. This one was a big one for me and it showed me a lot. So let's say you're seeing a lack of sales, right? Which is the complete opposite of what we're trying to create here. We're trying to create an abundance of sales and we're experiencing a lack of sales. Why? What's going on there? Same thing with a self-worth example from the first scenario. If you, let's say like right now, and it could be self-worth, it also could be like your way of business right now. So if your way of business is very on par with burnout, right? You don't really have a lot of systems. It's not very organized. You don't have a lot of support. It's all you. It's all on your shoulders. You're working yourself to the bone over there. If all of a sudden tomorrow, your whole dream came through and you hit seven figures somehow, you had a launch and it just popped off. What is this going to reinforce to you? That your way of doing business currently works. That your way of doing business is the way that you should continue doing business because you just hit this huge goal of yours. So then you continue doing the things that's not good for you, that's conducive with burnout, and you ruin yourself. You actually do hit burnout. And then all of the potential within you, all you have, that incredible message that you have, that incredible, all the ideas for the offers and the products or whatever it is that you do that you're meant to put out into the world, because you won early and that positively reinforced something negative, then you stop and the world never gets to see what it is that you were meant to put out. Not for the highest good of you, not for the highest good of all. Another thing with lack of sales that you could look at too is your self-worth there as well. How do you feel about yourself when you're making money and when you're not? I know this was a really, really big one for me because when when sales are flowing for me and I'm having an incredible launch, you know, and things are just working, I'm like on cloud nine and I feel like a badass. And I'm like, yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Woo. You know, and I'm like, you know, I feel more creative. And I'm just like, I feel, you know, like an elevated version of myself. And then when sales aren't happening or aren't flowing in the way that I think that they should, I noticed the way I was feeling and showing up was very, very different than when they are flowing. And this is a problem. Sales should not have, and it's not to say that like it's wrong that because you're a business owner, right? Of course, your money and the money that is or isn't coming through is going to affect you. I'm not saying be numb to it all or figure out how to do that. That's not what I'm saying. But when it affects how you feel on a self-worth level of like, oh, man, I had it, but now I don't. Of course I don't. What I say is stupid. What I don't have good ideas. I don't have like when you start getting and you start noticing that whatever's happening to your bank account is affecting your internal dialogue about your own confidence and self-worth. This is a problem. Because especially as an entrepreneur, I mean, any kind of business, it's going to have its ups and downs. That's part of it. So if in your lifetime, you're meant to, for whatever reason, go through highs and lows in your business, because that's just what you're here to do. You know, we all have different life paths and, you know, reasons why we're here. I believe that. But if you can't handle a dip and if you make that mean something really bad about yourself, then it's not going to serve you to continue growing and to continue on that path. So you got to figure out your relationship with yourself first. Start to look at that, right? Like look at what's happening in your life that you're like, this isn't what I've asked for, but it's linked to it. It's, you know, again, maybe like the polar opposite of that. Why is this coming up for you? There is a reason why. It's all there to protect you. It's all there to help you to grow into the match for the thing that you want. It's not that you can't have what you want. It's not that you, for whatever reason, are the one person on the planet who's not worthy to have the thing that you want. We all can have what we want, but not all of us are prepared for that thing. So in order to prepare us for that thing, oftentimes it looks like navigating and going through these challenges and coming out the other side stronger. So that's the key here. Because it's really easy. And when you think about it like this, and you think of people who come up against challenges in whatever area of life, and then they give up. It's like, oh, come on. Like that, the whole point was to, like, you were so close. You were so much closer than you thought, but you gave up because it got hard. But the whole reason why it got hard was to prepare you for this incredible thing that you absolutely can and would have had if you had just stayed the course. You know? So, how cool is this, right? Like how cool is, because I don't know about you, but when I think about this for me, I can make a list right now of all the shit that's getting on my nerves, all things in my business, in my marriage, in, you know, just as a parent, my health, my wellness, all things are like, what are challenges in all these areas I'm navigating right now that I'm really not happy about? Because like, who's happy about having these things pop up? Nobody. This isn't meant to be fun, right? But if you make that list and then you ask yourself like, okay, why would this be coming up? What if like I want something and I don't have it yet? So assuming that the reason why is because I'm not a match, then what is this challenge for? How could I come out? Like, how can I come out the other side of this challenge in a way that I feel like I would be a better match for that thing? Imagine coming at your challenges from that angle. How can I navigate this in the way that's going to have me come out the other side a better match for the thing that I actually want? Can you freaking imagine? I wish I could go back in time and redo so many different things. Also, it's so crazy too, because I fully believe that the universe, God source, will continue sending you the same lesson again and again and again until you get it. Because for some reason, you know, what you're meant to do on this planet, you're meant to do it, but damn it, you got some training to do. And until you figure out this one very particular lesson, it ain't gonna happen. And you will spend your whole life. I can think back this, like I see this so clearly for myself with past relationships where I would go through the same cycle again and again. And I would finally after the 100th time, I'm so sick of myself. And I'm like, maybe I should try doing something different. What a concept. And then, something else happens. I finally move forward. So that's another way. If you keep noticing the same issue, the same problem or challenge coming up for yourself, how are you handling this? How are you navigating this? How can we go about this differently? There is something there for you. There is something there for you, and it's going to blow your mind. Let's say your big goal is you want that dream partner. You haven't found that person for you yet, and you know that he or she is out there. Okay. And you start noticing, like, oftentimes, I feel like this happens to most people. What happens? Like, the second that you declare, I'm ready for whoever, this person, to come into my life, what happens first? The ex, right? The ex rears his or her shady head. All of a sudden they want to talk. All of a sudden they want closure. They want to hang. And you're like, this isn't what I want. That's not my dream person. If that was my dream person, I'd be with that person. Why is this coming up? Why is it coming up? What are you going to do? Because if you take this person up on the closure, which we know what that leads to, if you take this person up on hanging out again, which we know what that leads to, are you really ready for the dream person? Because there's a dream person out there who is fantastic, who is what your mama or daddy dreamed of for you to end up with, right? Like, he or she is out there and they are fantastic. They like will kiss the ground that you walk on. But guess what? Is it in their highest good that they flow into your world and you two find each other and you fall in love and then your ex rears their ugly head? Ugly, that's mean, but you know, rears its head and you go back? What's that going to do to the dream person? It's going to break their heart. That's not for the highest good of you and for the highest good of all. So if you're somebody who are like, I want this dream partner, but you keep going back to your ex, cut that shit out. Because until you do, and you mean it, you are sending signs that I am not ready for this. This is like, you're totally acting on an opposite frequency of what your dream whomever is. They're not going to come through. Or if they do, you're going to ruin it. So, and don't freak out if you have, there's more dream people out there, but we want to keep them, right? Let's say you want your dream partner and nothing happens, or, you know, dudes that you're not interested in, same thing as the ex, right? Like, then uphold your standards. That's you acting at a frequency that's a match for the person you want to call in. But let's say nothing's happening. Nobody's coming through. The ex isn't calling. Nothing. It's just slim pickings out there and you feel like you're invisible. How do you feel about yourself? Are you attaching your worth to that? Are you making this mean something about you? If so, this is the challenge that you're meant to overcome. Because we don't want, it's not in your highest good or anybody else's highest good for you to attach your self-worth to somebody else loving you. That's not fair. Because if they change their mind, what's going to happen to you? Or like, who, and again, who wants that kind of pressure? Like, oh, your whole entire self-confidence and worth is wrapped up in my feelings for you. That's, oh, I don't love that, you know? So just, I wanted to give these different scenarios for you to paint the picture, because there's something out there that we all want. Every single one of us, myself included. And it's so easy that, like, while it's not here, to be telling yourself the lie that you're on the right track or on the wrong track, or worst case scenario, that you're just not the type of person who can have that thing. You're just the worst case scenario, right? Like, everybody else can have it, but not you, because you're cursed, which is a lie. When in reality, if you really look and you have this discernment, you actually say, wait a second, I'm more on the right track than I even thought. Because if you didn't have these challenges, then, and you don't have the thing that you want, you're not being prepared for anything. And that's another thing too that I think about. I think about these things, like life's challenges. I relate this to the gym a lot. And if you've listened to this podcast, you know I love a gym analogy. I love a sports analogy. But I think about this in terms of the gym a lot, because when I work out, if I'm not hurting, if I'm not sweating, if I'm not hurting, if I'm not sore the day after, I feel like I've wasted my time. I feel like, okay, there's like, because I understand in order, my goal, and by the way, my goal is to build muscle. Okay. So that's what I'm looking for, because I understand in order to grow muscle, you have to break down muscle. You have to continually put yourself under stress in an uncomfortable situations for your muscles to grow. I understand how that works. So why don't I think about my life in the same way? Because sometimes, and it's okay sometimes to want a cush, easy vibe. Okay. Yes, we can want that. We can absolutely have that. But sometimes, like, things are going well and the tiniest inconvenience, right? Like the tiniest of challenges pops up and it's like, oh, why me? Why? Just when everything's great, this has to pop up. This always happens. It can never just be chill, right? Versus being like, oh, cool. What is this here to teach me? What, like, clearly it's time for me to grow. It's time for me to put myself in an uncomfortable situation. What if I went through life? What if we went through our lives looking to put ourselves in uncomfortable situations because we know when we come out the other side, we're going to be different in the best way? What if we did that? Can you imagine? So I just know, you know, again, like taking it back to the gym analogy, like the harder you go, the more results that you see. And another way to think about this is, again, like the challenges, they're there to help you grow into that, the next version of yourself. There's the version that's here right now, wherever you are. Everything in your life has gotten you to this point right here. But there's so much more. You have so much potential in you. You are meant to do really big things, probably bigger than that big dream of yours. But it would be happening right now. All those things that you want would be happening if you are a match for it. So if you're not, it's time to get to work. It's time to make yourself uncomfortable or to really pay attention and have a level of self-awareness to navigate these things that are happening that aren't a match for what you want. Why is this happening for me? What is this here to show me? It's such a cool perspective. So I think it would be really cool if you like this, and this is maybe opening your mind a little bit, I think it'd be a really cool practice if you sat down and you, like, in, you know, whatever areas of your life that there's that thing that you want that hasn't happened yet. So for most of us, definitely this is going to be like our business, but maybe for you, it's also a relationship. Maybe it's health and wellness, you know, whatever those areas are. And write down, like, what are the things that's happening right now that I'm not in love with? Whether you would call it a challenge or a block or simply something that's getting on your nerves. That's not what you would want to happen. Write those things down and then ask yourself these questions. Ask yourself, number one, if this was happening for me, what would that reason be? And then ask yourself the other question. If you're not sure, like, what this thing is related to, what is the opposite of it? So if something's happening in your life, you're like, I don't know why this is happening. I don't know what this is attached to. What is it the opposite of? That's going to give you a lot of insight. It's going to lead you to likely the area of the lesson that you need to learn to be able to move forward. Another way that I like to think about this too, me and my clients talk about this a lot in the mastermind, but I think of life, especially business, as a game where there's different levels. And at the end of each level, well, like throughout each level, there's going to be like little challenges that pop up just like any game, right? So like if you're thinking of Super Mario, there's like the little mushroom guys that you got to boop, you know, super easy little things that you just go through. No big deal. But then at the end of level one, level two, level three, and so on, there's always like that big challenge at the end, the big gremlin that is a lot harder to beat than just like, boop, jump it on him. To me, this is business, period. This is just like exactly what it's like. And it's so easy when I'm working with the women that I'm working with closely. There are so many times that like something will pop up and I'm like, oh, this is the challenge at the end of the of your level, like you're about to up level. Like this is, we need to nail this. Like, I know that you're uncomfortable. I know that you're annoyed. I know that this is the last thing that you want to happen. This is the ugliest gremlin I've ever seen. But I'm telling you, when you slay this thing, you are going to the next level. It's clear as day. And if you can like gamify your perspective of your business in this way, I think you start looking at things a lot differently, which sometimes can be really helpful, but also it kind of makes it feel less serious. It makes it feel like, I don't know, it puts a little fun spin on it, which, I mean, why not? Why not do that for ourselves? So these are things that I have been musing on. I hope it landed with you. If so, let me know what you think. Tag me in your stories. Leave me a review on iTunes. I would just love to hear what you think. And I hope this served you. Have a wonderful day, and I will see you here next week.